Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks. In fact, the first episode of 2025. And this month, what I'm going to be doing is actually recapping my lessons learned and or reinforced, because some of them I've learned before and needed some reinforcing in 2024. We are always learning and growing. And as we grow, we can come up against the same lessons that just need that slight little bit of reinforcement so that we can keep moving forward in our life. And so today I want to share with you one of them that is paramount, was paramount to me with my cancer journey this past year. And that is that fear has no place in your healing journey. And that is because fear creates stress in your body. And when you have stress in your body, that is then triggering hormones to be produced to be helping you deal with that stress. And at the same time, it's also negatively impacting your immune system at a time when you need it the most. And it's very easy when you get a diagnosis from a doctor. I don't know what my hair is doing. It is in my face. When you get a diagnosis from a doctor, it's very easy to go into that place of fear. And I noticed I started to go there myself. However, I also realized right away that I was going into that place of fear, and I knew that it wasn't going to serve me. And so I then started using my tools in order to ensure that I wasn't being taken out by fear and that I wasn't destroying my immune system when I needed it the most. And so the way that I did that was to start asking questions and then taking action. So the questions that I was asking is, what am I supposed to learn through this journey? Because everything is happening for us all the time so that we can learn something. And the sooner we learn it, the more quickly we move through that incident, that event, etc. And so I started asking, what am I supposed to learn? And I also was asking, what action can I take to keep me moving forward in a positive mindset? Because when we are taking action, when we are in control, we can get out of that place of fear. And there's steps to doing that as well. And one of the key ones is knowledge. And so in a couple more episodes, I'm going to come back and talk about knowledge and having the information and being able to reach out to people that can support you and give you additional knowledge that you don't have that allows you to stay out of that place of fear, to give you, you know, second opinions, etc., to trust your intuition. So these are all steps I'm going to come back and talk about throughout this month, so that if anything were to ever happen to you, you get some kind of medical diagnosis, that you know you don't have to go into fear, that you know that you have tools, that you have resources, that you have people that you can turn to, so that you can treat that diagnosis from a really empowered place and move through it as I was able to do. And if you haven't heard that episode, you can find it on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast, episode 171, and go back and listen as I share my entire story as to how I moved through that to a place of healing and a place where I felt really good about the protocol that I chose for myself and came through it and was able to continue living life fully and didn't go down a path of chemo and radiation that also further destroys your immune system. And you can absolutely do that too. So I want to share these learnings with you throughout the month of January in the hopes that it inspires you, it motivates you to keep focusing on your health, to keep learning about your health, to be connected to people that can support you in your health journey. Because remember, if you don't have your health, what have you got? Nothing. We all need our health to be the best leader, to be the best parent, partner, to do anything in our life. In fact, I just have recorded an interview for my podcast with a woman who is now 88 years old. And from the age of 57, once her kids had grown up and left home, to the age of 80, she traveled the world to 180 countries, to all 7 continents. And she says the only reason she could do that is because she had her health, she had her mobility, And that allowed her to be able to go and do that. So thank you for tuning in, for listening, for focusing on your health, and enjoy these episodes throughout the rest of the month.